8:38. Steve Cochran Show continues. More Valentine's Day text coming up. Carmen text from the 219. I never appreciated my husband more than today. I feel like I'm being punked listening to these texts. Come on, people. Come on, guys. You're making us look bad. At Coach underscore Collins on social media, it's the head coach of your Northwestern Wildcats, Coach Chris Collins. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good to be back on the show.
And happy Valentine's Day to your wife and to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's always a I have a really tough week because I have Valentine's Day and my wife and kids' birthday all in the same week.
Wow.
So this is my loaded up week for holidays and birthdays in the Collins household.
Are you a good gift buyer?
I'm decent. I could probably improve. I could use some coaching in that department, but I am coachable and I try to follow instructions well.
Well, here's the thing, Coach. It's guys make this way harder than it needs to be. First off, it's not just categories. It's not just chocolate. Right. It's not just jewelry. You think about what matters to her. You think about something.
Yes.
Women are very transparent if you're paying attention. They'll mention something along the way. It could be 6 months ahead of time. But pay attention.
Right.
Pay attention. That's all. Just pay attention.
Sometimes we'll even just say, I want this.
You know what it is, Coach? Exactly. Yeah, transparent like that. I want this and I want it now.
But Coach,
it's like missing an open spot on the floor, passing up a 15-footer. Come on. It's not that hard.
No, it's true. It's true. But I definitely need to improve in that department. But I'm trying my best.
All right, I have a question for you that I don't know that you've been asked all year, but I know how much these kids mean to you, and I know how excited you are about building this program, and I know you're disappointed about the stretch you guys have been on, regardless of the injuries and all of that. Having said all of that, it's got to be tough when you've played at the level you've played at, when you've coached at the level you've coached at, when you've been around the best in the game, when your dad is who he is, to be able to be fired up around your kids to keep them up when you're bummed out.
Yeah, no, it's something, you know, and you kind of know it when you go into a situation where you have to build and it's going to take time, and it sounds good when you're telling yourself that and you understand that, but when you're going through it, it doesn't make it any easier, when you're, you know, trying to cross the bridge and get to that winning program that we all want, and especially as a coach that you're kind of at the forefront of. And so when you go through some losing stretches, it kills you. And like I said, though, the moment that the losses don't kill me is the moment I know that I'm not doing the right job, because that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, is to try to get this thing right and to try to win. And in order to do that, the losses do have to hurt. And then you got to be able to go in there that next day, though. We still have a lot of young players. So, you know, as much as I'd love to go a certain direction with my emotions, you have to keep these guys on an even keel. You got to keep them positive. You got to keep building. You got to try to keep their confidence high and hope that you have this that breakthrough. And, you know, certainly for us, we have 6 games left. You know, hopefully we can get on the winning track on tomorrow night against Illinois and put ourselves in a position to string some wins together.
Is that tougher, Coach, with a younger group where they haven't maybe been through this before than if you had more veterans? You have 2 seniors on this team, and they've kind of been through some tough times. But do you sort of have to check yourself more when you're dealing with the younger guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think you do. And I think, too, today, I mean, the way I was coached growing up in the early 90s, I mean, there's just – it's a different time now, too. I mean – you know, back in the day, you know, there would be a little bit more of an iron fist involved with coaching, and that's just it's a different time now. It's, you know, kids are different, and you got to adjust to that. You know, you got to keep them positive. You got to keep their confidence up. You got to stay enthusiastic. You got to point out the mistakes and the corrections, and you got to coach them hard. I mean, there's no question. I coach our guys hard, and I hold them accountable to try to do things the right way, but there has to be a level of positivity there and optimistic, you know, optimism and excitement to keep them going so you don't lose them emotionally, because especially with a lot of freshmen, sophomores, this is a grind for all of them going through the Big Ten slate. They've never done it. And you got to figure it out. And, you know, for us, we look at great examples, teams at the top of the heap right now. You look at a team like Iowa, you know, they're starting four seniors and a junior, and all those kids when they were freshmen and sophomores were going through exactly what we're going through right now. So, you know, there are examples of the light at the end of the tunnel if you work hard and you keep fighting and you figure out how to use your experiences of going through struggles to make it better in the future.
This is always a big game when you play Illinois. It's the only time you're scheduled to play this year unless somehow you were able to or ended up playing them in the Big Ten tournament. But it's one of those rivalry games here. But it's also, if you look at the math involved, they're a half game behind you in the standings, and they've won a couple of overtime games on the road. So, I mean, there's a lot riding on this one game with Illinois tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big game for both of us. I think both of us, if you ask Coach Gross, too, I think we both feel like we're better than what our records indicate in the conference. You know, I think they have two of the best players in the conference in Malcolm Hill and Kendrick Nunn. They've been dealing with a lot of injuries as we have. They play hard every night. I admire their effort and their ability to bring a high level every game. And they have some they're very dangerous. And like you said, they do have two road wins in the conference. And when you throw in the fact that a number of their guys are from the Chicagoland area, you know, two in-state schools, there's going to be an added level of emotion with that involved. And I expect it to be a really high-level, hard-fought game. Hopefully we can match that.
You know, as you go forward beyond Illinois into these next few games, and all the cliches aside, we play them one at a time, the motivation for these guys also goes with getting injured players back. And at some point you have to decide, am I going to give some of these kids a look that maybe haven't had minutes yet? When do you pull that trigger?
Well, I think for us right now, it's about continuing to try to win. And, you know, we have a chance still to be the winningest team in the history of Northwestern basketball.
How about that statistic, by the way?
So we have 16 wins right now. If we win five more games, I believe we're the winningest team ever. And we have six regular season games remaining. So, you know, I think there's a lot of motivation for our guys. Our guys still have postseason aspirations. So, you know, I think as of right now, we're still fighting to win every game and doing what we can to try to build this thing and keep moving in a positive direction.
And it's an exciting game. It's an exciting night out. You get to see Dave and its hair. You get
it's got nothing to do with it.
You know, it's great. And there's so much talent on this team, Coach, that, you know, I hope the kids at school in particular, but not just the Northwestern family, I hope greater Chicagoland's getting a chance to get excited and come out and see these guys.
Well, you know what? It's been great, and Dave will attest to this. I think our crowds at home this year have been fantastic.
Yep.
It's been exciting for me. When I first took the job over, a lot of your best times are spent when you walk into an empty gym and the lights are off and your mind wanders and you daydream about big games in that building. And, you know, we've had some amazing crowds this year. Our students have been great. They've been coming out. Our season ticket holders have been coming out. You know, quite frankly, in my first couple of years when you first got here, when you play some of these Big Ten teams, it'd be almost a road game because a lot of the Big Ten teams have a lot of alumni in Chicago, and they would eat up our tickets, and it would be 50-50, or if not, more road fans than home. And that has not been the case this year. You know, our building has been great. The energy has been really high. The support has been awesome for our guys, and we really appreciate that. And we need that going forward because if we're going to do what we all want to do, you need to create a great home court atmosphere and environment that becomes a really tough place for these teams to come in and play. Yeah.
All these are steps in the road of building a great program, and you should be very proud of them.
Yeah, I think the crowds have been the best they've been since I've been around it. And you know what's really cool, Steve, is that the student sections have been full. But they've also been full with the athletes from other teams at Northwestern, like the football players are all in one section behind the basket. And
it's great support.
So they're all supporting each other, which is a really cool thing to see.
It's great support.
That's what's great about Northwestern. Sometimes you're at a smaller school like we are. The camaraderie amongst the students, the athletes, especially, like you said, it's cool to look up there and see the football and volleyball and women's basketball and everybody supporting us and in the fight with us. And hopefully we can do our part. It's a big game for us. We need to go out on Saturday night and do whatever we can to try to get a win.
I just have a feeling this Illini Northwestern thing is just going to keep getting bigger. Dave, write that down. This is a cutting edge prediction for me. This Illini Northwestern thing of basketball.
That's a good call. It's not like they've ever played each other before.
No, I'm kind of the Nostradamus of these things, Dave. Write that down so we know exactly when I said it.
Northwestern Illini, got it.
Coach, you're the best. Keep it up. Keep building this thing and keep fighting and get a win, will you?
Appreciate it. Always good to be with you guys. Talk to you soon.
Happy Valentine's Day. See you, man.
Go Cats.
See, I'm confident enough that I can say to another grown man and a basketball rival, which Chris Collins is,
Happy Valentine's Day?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that is pretty manly.
It's a nice greeting.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's kind of funny.
At @coach_Collins.
Just send him a tweet with Happy Valentine's Day.
I just like to send him emojis.
You guys had a you guys have a bromance going, though, because of the whole, you know. When you guys play that neck-and-neck game of horse?
Yeah, exactly, where I got the H and then he got horse.
Yeah, yeah. He could have gotten Nostradamus.
He got all of the Kentucky Derby winners for the past 50 years.
No.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it went. The Northwestern and you know, the AD, Jim Phillips, everybody at Northwestern, they know this. They got the right coach. And he's building something very special there.
Yeah. So. Yeah, there's no question. I mean, they've had some setbacks lately. Just it's very tough to climb in the Big Ten. When you look at, you've got three top 10 teams. You got to play a couple of them on the road. Illinois wasn't one of those, but.
Well, bringing Maryland in didn't help. Whose idea was that?
Yeah, really. Nice call.